It's now 6:31, and you're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Sean Crawford. A new report shows Illinois could be running short on power. The Illinois Power Agency, Illinois EPA, and State Commerce Commission warn Illinois lacks enough sources of electricity. It comes as coal plants are shutting down and new cleaner sources are failing to come online fast enough. The problem could result in more outages and higher costs in coming years, but the report says the state has options that could help the situation. It says more natural gas plants could bridge the gap until cleaner sources of energy are available. Also, more battery storage and conservation could help. Illinois has set ambitious goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but the state, like many others, is seeing more demand for electricity driven partly by data centers powering AI. New Illinois Farm Bureau President Philip Nelson says ag producers are getting prices for crops and animals that are the same as 1974 after adjusting for inflation. Yet Nelson says input costs have quadrupled.
You got four seed companies that control about 80% of the seed market. You got four meat packers that control over 80% of the meat packing capacity. And you got about four fertilizer companies that do about 80% of the business worldwide.
Nelson says the loss of U.S. ag markets caused by Trump administration trade disputes are not the only factor keeping farm businesses underwater. He says he's glad Congress is looking at the functionality of the input markets. Former general manager of Springfield's CWLP, Todd Renfro, has died. He was 91. Renfro also spent time as head of public works for the city and served in the administrations of Tim Davlin and Karen Acera. Renfro has been a state employee, also served as the Democratic chair for Sinkman County. Funeral services are set for later this week. A former federal prosecutor from the area who oversaw the case against the Oklahoma City bomber has died, according to his family. Joseph Hartzler was 75. He was chosen to lead the prosecution after the bombing at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, which killed 168 people and injured many others. At the time, it was the deadliest attack on U.S. soil. Hartzler served as chief of the appellate division for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Springfield. Later, he became a federal public defender. His funeral services set for later this week. It's 6:34.